Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that safety of women is top priority of the nation, along with their empowerment. He added that atrocities against women are unpardonable sin and the guilty must not be spared. Modi was speaking after distributing certificates to 11 lakh new Lakhpati DDs in a function organized at Jalgaon in Maharashtra yesterday. He noted that public institutions like hospitals, schools, offices or the police system should be made accountable and any negligence on their part is unacceptable. The Prime Minister said, "Our biggest responsibility as a society and as a government should be to protect the lives and dignity of women." He also felicitated Lakhpati DDs and discussed with them about their businesses. The Prime Minister underlined that the government is working towards opening all sectors for women which were once restricted for them. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for employing technology and new innovations in judicial system to provide justice for all. He emphasized that simplifying justice delivery is a collective responsibility, though current processes often complicate this goal. He was speaking at the closing ceremony of the Platinum Jubilee celebration of the Rajasthan High Court in Jodhpur. The Prime Minister highlighted the country's historic strides toward more straightforward justice delivery, including the repeal of outdated laws. He praised recent reforms in criminal laws as essential, noting that these changes align with the nation's growing ambitions and the need for a modernized system to support the vision of a new India. He noted that over 18,000 courts across the country have been computerized, significantly benefiting the public. During the event, the Prime Minister virtually inaugurated the Rajasthan High Court Museum and launched the Twarit program. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah yesterday virtually inaugurated the Regional Unit Office of Narcotics Control Bureau of Nawalpur, Chhattisgarh. On this occasion, a review meeting on the drug scenario in Chhattisgarh was also held under the chairmanship of the Union Home Minister. On this occasion, Shah said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's resolve to make the country drug-free by 2047, centenary year of India's independence, is now becoming a resolve of every countryman. He said that illegal trade of narcotics is linked to national security. The money earned from this promotes terrorism and left-wing extremism and weakens the country's economy. He said that there is a need to dismantle the network of illegal trade in a ruthless manner. Shah said government will move forward with a zero-tolerance policy against it. And the Gorkha Public Panchayat Kohima, JPPK, yesterday observed Balidan Diwas, Martyrs' Day, in honour of supreme sacrifice of martyrs Major Durga Mala and Captain Nikejako Kengurusse at the community hall in Chanmari, Kohima. Major Mala sacrificed his life to the cause of Indian independence on August 25, 1944, while Captain Kengurusse, MVC, posthumous, laid his life in Kargil War on June 28, 1999. Gracing the occasion as special guest, Angami Public Organization President Tejao Vihinyo expressed happiness that Gorkhas and people of Kohima have been coexisting for so many years, maintaining that the Gorkhas had come to Kohima with bravery and loyalty as the two most prominent characteristics. Vihinyo hoped that the present generations are continuing to uphold those characteristics. Also hailing the two martyrs, he said, "Such occasions are opportune for strengthening one's patriotism and to enhance the commitment to the society and the people." He also called upon all to be dedicated and commitment to the greater cause of the society. Speaking as the guest of honor, Superintendent of Police Kohima, Bharat Laxman Markat, said that though the martyrs were from different places and communities, their sacrifice exemplified that they are united by common goal and love for the nation. He hoped that the sacrifices made by the martyrs would help India be prosperous in all aspects. JPPK advisor Ranjit Lama shared a brief history of Major Mala and Captain Kengurusse. Parents of Captain Kengurusse and a galaxy of dignitaries attended the program. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.